Log Talk Radio.
Nothing lasts forever. No one lives forever. The flower that fades and dies. Winter passes and spring comes. Embrace the cycle of life that is the greatest love. Go beyond fear. Go beyond fear. Beyond fear takes you into the place where love grows. When you refuse to follow the impulses of fear, anger, and revenge. Beyond means to feel yourself.
Welcome to the True Purpose Development Show with your host, Dr. Princess Odelia, the Queen of Inspiration.
Well, hello. Good evening, everyone. I'm your host, Dr. Princess Odelia. And tonight, we are continuing our discussion on depression, that thing called depression. And we're going to talk about gaslighting. Gaslighting is a real thing. I discovered it about a year ago. As I experienced my life with depression. And I didn't know what it was then, but I know what it is now. And my heart goes out for those who are experiencing depression. So tonight, we are going to talk about how to discover if you are being gaslit. What is gaslighting? How do you heal from depression in the case of gaslighting? Okay? And I know the transformation, it is so for you. I know that you are the one that will be healed, and you are going to realize that there is hope in this situation of depression. So tonight, I want you to call in, share your experience. If you want to receive support, counsel, live right here, I am here for you, and I want you to feel free to dial that number. What is that number? You are going to dial 319-527-6234. That is 319-527-6234. I want you to get on your social media. I want you to call your neighbors and your friends. Let them know that Dr. Princess Odelia is here live with you. And you need to let them know that there is hope tonight. Okay? So call in and know that tonight there's going to be healing. There's going to be education. And we're going to come to understand some things about a situation that has a lot of people in pain, a lot of people thinking about suicide. We're not going there. Listen, I love you guys. We're going to just have, I want to have a brief break. We're going to have this song by Anthony King. And I want Anthony, it's AJ King. I want you to listen just one moment. All right. And it should be coming up right now. And this is called The Best of You. I love this song. We're going to start off with some good vibes. And again, I want you to let your neighbors and your friends know that we are live right here, right now on BG Radio and on the J. King Network. We are live as we're pulling this up. Okay, there we go. This is called The Best Let's see. All right. And I'm pulling. You know, this is a new year. Here we go. The best part of me is the name of this. And this here really touched my soul. So we're going to start off with this. And this is going to give you time to get on the phone, call your neighbors and friends, let them know that we're here. And we're having a real discussion about that thing called depression and gaslighting. We'll be right back.
I find I'm explaining myself. Frustration makes me wanna put my love on a shelf. I won't throw in the towel, no, not right now. I know this can work, gotta figure out how. Will you hear my heart? Only time will tell. I hope you do, cause this here feels like hell. Being in love, feeling you don't give a damn about what I do or who I am. Sometimes you may not understand
all that I do.
I do my best every day
just to show you who I am, and I'm sure that you will see that I'm in love with you and giving you the best part of me.
If you're honest, you know I'm telling the truth. Everything you asked me for, I gave it to you. What about me is it that you don't understand? I'll do what I can to expose my heart and let you see what's deep down inside. I'll be transparent, ain't got nothing to hide. Tell me what it is that you wanna see when you look at me, cause it seems sometimes you may not understand
all that I do.
I do my best every day
just to show you who I am, and I'm sure that you will see
that I'm in love with you and giving you the best part of me.
Welcome back to the True Purpose Development Show. Here's Dr. Princess Odelia.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Well. Tonight, our discussion continues on depression, that thing called depression. And this week, we're going to talk about gaslighting. Do you know if you are being or have been gaslit? What is that, okay? What do you do when it happens to you, and how do you heal from depression in this case? Because gaslighting, I'm telling you, baby, it is not a joke. I want to start off by saying, first of all, I want everyone to get on the phone, call your neighbors and friends, let them know that your host, the Journey Doc, Dr. Princess Adelia, is here right now, live on the True Purpose Development Show. Okay, so tonight, as we sit here and we talk about this depression, as you guys know, this is episode 4, and I've talked about, we've had various topics, and I want you to call 319-527-6234 if you want to call in to talk to me, right, about your situation. I've been gaslit. I've been gaslit, and I believe that gaslighting was the reason that I went into a deep depression. When I discovered about gaslighting, I didn't even know that there was such a thing. I heard that it's kind of new out there. It's like a new thing, right? When I heard about gaslighting, I was sitting on the couch going through my tears. I put some, and I put a couple of key words into Google to search. And when I did to search what I was feeling, like the, you know, when someone is manipulating your mind or someone is saying to you one thing, they're, you can hear that they're saying something that they're not really saying because they're talking in like it's third person. And then when you ask them, are you talking about me? And they say, no, what are you talking about? Why are you just, you are so extra. I was, of course, I wasn't talking about you. If I wanted to talk about you, I would say it to you. But you hear that they're saying, they're beating around the bush as they talk to other people about you. Or you can't have a conversation with an individual. And it's difficult because they don't hear you. I would often be in the room, a room of people who would talk to other people about me, but when I, and but they weren't saying my name, but they were making conversation about a topic that I know that maybe they had an issue and I could assume that they were talking about me. And then I would discover that they, I knew that they were, because later on down the line, it would come out of what they really feel, really felt, and then they would speak directly to me. So when I was going through this, experiencing anxiety, self-doubt, pinning myself, wondering, literally pretty much feeling like I was exactly like they said I was, being convicted of my choices in the past. People really just being mean. So I understand. I understand when it's like you haven't done anything that you can recall to contribute to a scenario, but you're being, people are treating you mean, accusing you, downing you. And in these cases, it's very, very difficult when one has tried and have sown seed into relationships, family, friends, and when it's ignored and then they, the rug is pulled out from up under you, treating you as if you've done something wrong and you know that you didn't. But you're almost not sure if you did or you didn't, because they've almost convinced you that you were the one that was wrong when you weren't. And you ask yourself, are you losing your mind? Are you going crazy? You're almost convinced that you are going crazy. You know? You believe the things that they say. And it can be so settled. You can wake up one day, 2-3 years later down the road, and you realize that you are through a sea, in a sea of depression, anxiety and fear, fear of moving forward, not knowing what to do or how to even go about life. Let's talk about the clinical, or let's talk about how it is described on Google and what people are, what is said, what does Psychology Today say about gaslighting? Because this is very serious. Gaslighting can send you into a very deep and dark place. So we have to talk about it, because I think that there are a lot of people who are going through this, suffering, and they have no, there's no resolve. They feel lost. So gaslighting works like this. So it says, according to Psychology Today, the term gaslighting comes from a 1938 play. Isn't that something? Gaslight, and its film adaptation. Gaslighting can occur in personal or professional relationships, and victims are targeted at the core of their being, their sense of identity and self-worth. Manipulative people who engage in gaslighting do so to attain power over their victims, either because they simply derive warped enjoyment from the act, or because they wish to emotionally, physically, or financially control their victim. Okay? How does it begin? How does gaslighting begin? And again, we're talking about, in case you've just called in, tonight we're continuing our discussion with depression. We're in episode 4. And we're talking about its cousin, gaslight. All right. So how does gaslighting begin? A relationship with a gaslighter may seem to start out quite well. This is according to, we're reading from Psychology Today. They may praise the victim on a first date and immediately confide in them. Such disclosure before any intimacy has been established establishes trust quickly. It's part of a tactic known as love bombing. The more quickly a victim becomes enamored, the more quickly the next phase of manipulation can begin. So I'm going to say people who are manipulators feel that the best way to gain control of you is to first gain control of your mind. So they begin to work on that. They may be with you because they realize your value. At the same time, they may be intimidated by your value. All right? So if they're intimidated by your value, they may choose to tear that down, because if you are as strong as you appear to be, then it puts them at a lesser value in their mind. Okay? And sideways, not directly. The sideways act causes for you to say, did they do that? I'm not sure if they did that. But then your trust, you allow yourself to trust this individual because you feel that it didn't do that. And when you ask, 9 times out of 10, they're going to say no. And of course they're going to say no. And then you'll come back and you play the game in your mind back and forth, back, forth and forth. Okay. So this is a scenario that many of you may experience if you are experiencing gaslighting. You're toying back and forth with what you realize, but you're not sure if it's so because you're being told that you're wrong and that's that. What are a gaslighter's tactics? According to Psychology Today, a gaslighter will initially lie about simple things, but the volume of misinformation soon grows, and the gaslighter may accuse the victim of lying if he or she questions the narrative. They typically deploy occasional positive reinforcement to confuse the victim. You see that? You're confused. You're going back and forth. But at the same time, they may attempt to turn others against the victim, even their own friends and family, by telling them that the victim is lying or delusional. A person who gaslights will convince people, and even you, that you're losing your mind. Because at first, in the manipulative state, they have already set a baseline of trust with you. You trust them. You see what you see of them. And this can be family, friends, professional people. Gaslighting is real. It could be anyone that can come to you. And I thank you all for calling. I see you here on the board. I want you to call in. If you like, press the number one if you would like to chime in. I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear you join in on the call. You can call 319-527-6234. And I'd like you to press the number one. All right, so let's continue with Psychology Today. We're talking about depression and how does it relate to gaslighting. How does it relate to gaslighting? Okay, so we've just covered, how does gaslighting begin? How does it work? How does it begin? And also, what are gaslighters' tactics? How do you know when you're being gaslit? Gaslighted. A victim experiences increased self-doubt as the gaslighter insists that what he or she remembers, thinks, and feels is wrong. The manipulative individual will introduce lies in more sensitive arenas, aiming to disrupt and distort foundational aspects of the victim's being, of your being, your core, wearing them down, establishing confusion, and forcing them to rely on the gaslighter's version of the reality. All right, okay, I have to go over that. The manipulative individual will introduce lies in more sensitive arenas, aiming to disrupt and distort foundational aspects of the victim's being, wearing them down, establishing confusion, and forcing them to rely on the gaslighter's version of reality. So, is gaslighting ever unintentional? Is it? Or is it always a scenario where the gaslighter intentionally knows exactly what they're doing and is calculated? According to Psychology Today, it says it is possible for an individual to manipulate someone without realizing they are doing so. Okay, so let's pause there. So how is that? When we go through, when I talk about self-development, it is important for us to understand that with self-development, you need to understand who you are, and we are of three parts. We are spirit first, because we're spirit having a human experience. We are associated to our parents. So the like traits of your mom and your dad are like traits that it's in your blood. It's in your DNA. It's in the fiber in the core of your being. And it is important for you to understand the spirit aspect and for you to understand where you come from. If you come from a line of manipulators, a family of manipulators, baby, running through your veins, yes it is, running through your veins until you have knowledge of it, recognize it, and choose to denounce that thing. But it's waiting for an opportunity to show up, it's right there. Through circumstances and things, you'll find that you can come into the practice, the habit of manipulation. Because 9 times out of 10, you've been manipulated in your life. Therefore, you grow up and without even really knowing, because you didn't take time to know thyself, to find that you could find yourself living a life of manipulation and you didn't even want to do it. Okay? So, in the case of understanding yourself, yeah, somebody can definitely be an individual who doesn't even realize that they're manipulating. Okay? So, according to Psychology Today, again, it says, importantly, though, the gaslighter still enjoys wielding control over the mind and behavior of the victim, even if they cannot articulate or acknowledge this fact. So it's not like you can walk up to somebody and say, are you gaslighting me? And they're going to say, well, yeah, but you know what? You know, even try to make an excuse for it. No. Definitely not. On either case, whether they realize that they're doing it or not. It says some people engage in manipulative behavior because they witnessed it frequently as a child. Okay, we just talked about that. Most often in their parents. Regardless of the gaslighter's level of self-awareness, the behavior is never acceptable. Come on. Come on, somebody. Hello. Let's say that again. Regardless of a gaslighter's level of self-awareness, the behavior is never acceptable, and ignorance of the phenomenon should not be accepted as an excuse for manipulative action. Did not someone just tell me? My niece just told me that and said, when we were talking about this being the topic today, there's no excuse. It's not your fault. It's not. It's not your fault. It's time for you to recognize what is happening. And knowledge is power, right? So, in this case of gaslighting and you experiencing this, it's important for you to at least know what's happening here. So it says how to recognize a gaslighter. Gaslighting can be more effective and successful than many people imagine. Almost anyone can be susceptible to gaslighting tactics, which have been deployed throughout history and continue to be used today by domestic abusers, dictators, narcissists, and cult leaders. The most effective gaslighters are often the hardest to detect. Oh my God, did you hear that? Where is the love? Okay. The most effective gaslighters are often the hardest to detect. They may be better recognized by their victims' actions and mental state. Okay. Now, let's talk about the gaslighters. And when we talk about this, we're going to talk about, and I thank you all for calling in, listening in. I see you. I do. I want you to feel free to call in if you would like to chime in. Feel free to call in. And let me give you the number again. All right, so the number to call in is 319-527-6234. 319-527-6234. And for those of you who are there live and you just want to listen, I see you just listening, that's fine. Thank you for joining and listening. But you can also respond. You can call in to chime in, shed some light. If you've been gaslit, I'd love to hear from you. We're going to continue again with this next week because this is very important. And when you talk about depression and gaslighting, after such an experience, someone has attacked your core. But someone has attacked your core. And someone brings you to the point where you literally question who you are. Question all of the things about your life. When people all in your circle are coming for you, if you would. It's not a joke. So who becomes a gaslighter? According to Psychology Today, you guys know I like Psychology Today. Psychology Today says those who employ this tactic often have a personality disorder, narcissistic personality disorder, and psychopathy. Chief among them, manipulators have a tendency to present one face to their prey and another to the rest of the world, leading victims to assume that if they ask for help or speak out, no one will believe that they have been manipulated and emotionally abused. Gaslighters typically repeat the tactics across several relationships. You hear that, right? Personality disorder, narcissistic personality disorder. And psychopathic. What's the difference between gaslighting and manipulation? I don't know. I think it's all the same thing. They're all in the same family. Manipulation, a manipulator, gaslight. Okay, but I'm saying that before we go into what Psychology Today says. So according to Psychology Today, manipulation is a key part of gaslighting. But manipulation is a fairly common tactic, and almost anyone is capable of employing it while gaslighting, and gaslighters are more rare. Children try to manipulate parents at an early age, and marketers aim to manipulate consumers. But gaslighting involves a pattern of abusive behaviors with the intent not just to influence someone, but to control someone. And I would like to add, most times they are so in denial of their even intention or desire to control, when in fact it's exactly that, and it usually protects them from whatever they may be experiencing in their own life. What's the difference between gaslighting and narcissism? See, being a narcissist and people talking about narcissism, that is something that people, it's common. But let's talk about its comparison to gaslighting. Okay? So in comparison to gaslighting can be part of a narcissistic personality, but it is not a core trait of narcissistic personality disorder. A narcissist may be self-promoting and feel superior to others. A gaslighter aims to make another person question their own self-value. And I have to say that I think that what I don't know if it's necessarily always that case that the gaslighter aims to make another person question their own self-value. I believe that through the action of question, it causes them to question their self-value, or because the gaslighter, if the gaslighter is not satisfied in whatever the relationship was intended to bring in terms of their purpose, then I believe that a gaslighter, through their constant badgering, will cause for you to question your own self-value. Again, there was trust that was established in the beginning. I'm going to read this segment here from Psychology Today. Thank you guys for calling in. So good to see you all. I would love for you to call in, and you can chime in at 319-527-6234. 319-527-6234. All right, so we're talking about today, and you're listening to the True Purpose Development Show. I'm your host, Dr. Princess Adelia, and we're talking about depression, episode 4, and gaslighting. So how does gaslighting change a victim? Gaslighting can be psychologically devastating. Absolutely. It violates trust, upends a person's view that people are generally good, and can make them suspicious of everyone who is close to them. See, something like that says that can be like, that's like eternal damage, right? Many of you may think that, like, this is forever. This is a forever sentence with this thing. And that then spirals into a scenario of depression. I experienced that. I understand. I can relate. I can definitely relate. Falling victim to a gaslighter also erodes a person's trust in themselves and makes them forget what they once valued about themselves. After all, it's easy to blame themselves for having been too trusting, vulnerable, or dependent. And anybody know anything about relationships, whether it's your parents, your family, your friends, professional relationships, if you are one to trust and you appreciated the character of you as being able to be vulnerable and independent, and then you are knocked down, someone, you have been so violated mentally, that is devastating. It could cause for you to not just become isolated in one little section of your life, but isolated forever if you don't realize how you can heal. So we're going to talk about that later. We're going to talk about the healing process of depression. What do you do? How can you heal from such an attack to your mind? Because it's an attack to the mind, literally. Let's continue. We're going to finish this up. Psychology Today. How does gaslighting change a victim? Falling victim to a gaslighter also erodes a person's trust in themselves and makes them forget, again, what they once valued about themselves. After all, it's easy to blame yourself, for having been too trusting, vulnerable, or dependent. I have to read it again. The experience may make a victim never want to be part of a relationship again. The confusion in your mind. The mind is a terrible thing to waste, and the mind is so powerful. Hello? The mind is so powerful and yet fragile. It's one thing to be shot in the head in the physical, and it's another thing for someone to go at you from the inside. It's a whole another story. And we need to heal from it. I want to help you because this has been, when I tell you, it's been so difficult to experience. It's been very difficult in terms of the healing process and in terms of just the taking the one day at a time and really trying to pick yourself back up when we're talking about this thing called depression.
I feel like absolute crap, but everyone thinks I'm okay. I hate myself. I hate my hair, my face. I have no personality. Nothing makes me happy anymore. What the hell is going on with me? My stomach kills, my head hurts. I just thought she was being a typical teenager. I'm so sick of this. I took her to see a GP who said she has depression. The doctor helped me deal with it. Helped make sense of things. Help someone find a way back from depression and anxiety. Learn more about the signs and symptoms. Find out where to get help at youthbeyondblue.com. Or call 1-300-22-4636.
Dear parents, much of what we learn in this world
comes directly from you.
Whatever your message is, it will become part of us forever.
Please teach us to accept one another. Teach us to respect one another.
Please, do not fill our minds with hatred. Do not expose us to bigotry.
Do not teach us to judge each other
by race,
religion,
orientation, or the color of our skin.
Teach us the concept of tolerance.
Teach us to understand one another.
Teach us to accept people
of different cultures
and persons with different beliefs than yours.
Please help us to create a world
where every man, woman, and child is treated equally.
Dear parents,
please don't teach us words of hate.
We learn from you every moment.
If you use certain words
which might be hurtful to others,
we will repeat that word.
Please don't show us acts of hate.
If you act against people of different faith,
we will repeat your actions.
Dear parents, we are your children.
And we are relying on you
to help us create a world where every person is tolerant of one another.
Hi, this is Baba.
I lost it all. My friends. My loved ones. But in life, there's always a chance to grow from the struggle, from the pain, from the realness. Here's my story, Lord.
Hey world, yeah, I know it's been a while. Thought I'd come around and let you know what's up now. No album lately, so my mind is kinda up down. I still been taking care of my mama and them somehow. Disappeared from the scene and left my old team. Had to find a new approach to an old dream. And it's not to take a shot at my old team. I just want you to see, this is me. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can. Cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. Cause there's no me without you. And all I wanna be is true. All I wanna be is true. Apologies if I ever let you down. But so much shit done happened that it's hard to talk about. So many losses that my lawyer said don't talk about it. Just had to pray and keep it cool till I can walk about it. Came home, held my sister raised a child. Kinda hurt me cause I could have my own now. Lost my baby, damn, it's really hitting home now. I just had to learn.
This is me.
So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can. Cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am. Me for what I do.
Welcome back to the True Purpose Development Show. Here's Dr. Princess Adelia.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Dr. Princess Adelia. And tonight we're educating ourselves on this thing called depression and its cousin, gaslighting. And the gaslighting. So we've had a really good, we've been referring to Psychology Today. We've talked about how to recognize a gaslighter, who becomes a gaslighter, what's the difference between gaslighting and manipulation, what's the difference between gaslighting and narcissism. I want you to check it out. You can check it out on Psychology Today, and you can read more about it, but this is real because it attacks the core and the fiber of who you are, causes you to question, brings about confusion. In abusive relationships, according to Medical News Today, it says, in abusive relationships, gaslighting often occurs gradually. Initially, a person may not seem abusive, but over time, they may use statements such as, you are wrong, you never remember things correctly. You are imagining things. Stop overreacting, or you are too sensitive. I do not know what you're talking about. I do not understand. You are just trying to confuse me. Things like that. Gaslighting can literally cause for you to stumble in life and find it very difficult to pick yourself back up. So this is why it's so important. And one of the things that I wanted to really understand was the depression aspect. I wanted to know, can it lead to depression? And in fact, gaslighting can lead to depression, anxiety, anger, fear, and significant insecurity. You'll find yourself constantly, you know, trying to justify, trying to, people around you would think that you're just debating and you're just weird. But it'll cause you to do that. And so it's important for you to recognize this thing called gaslighting, as I found out about it because I was actually searching in my system about the anxiety and the experiences that I was having. And I then found this term, gaslighting, okay? Some of my kind of new thing. When I was little, I had never heard about gaslighting. So you can definitely call in 319-527-6234. I see some of you here, but if you want to talk, press the number one. I'm your host, Dr. Princess Adelia, and I hope you are, like, sharing, tagging, letting people know about this. Now that we understand something about gaslighting, right, it's pretty straightforward, but what about after the whole experience? Say you've already gone, you have been gaslit, and you are down and dirty right now. You're feeling so, you have become so insecure. You have come to a place where you are completely anxious. You didn't see it, but other people around you are telling you, hey, look, you're like really tripping. Fear of moving forward. Fear of making a next step because you've questioned yourself so much now that you are fearful of just moving forward and being successful. Listen, no, we're not having that. Because you know what? You know what? There is hope. And I'm gonna help you out. The mind is so powerful that you literally can cause for it to do, it controls everything. The mind controls everything in your body and in your life. You have the ability to create whatever it is that you want. You have the ability to bring about change in your life and to be who you want to be. So one thing that I want you to do, depression and gaslighting, anybody can be gaslit. Anybody can be dealing with depression at this moment. Doesn't matter about how wealthy you are or how poor. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, blue, green, you know, Indian, Chinese. It doesn't matter. Okay? You could be speaking right now to the world and doing great things in the world and be the very one that is living every day with this thing called depression. And a lot of you got there by his cousin, gaslight, okay? So what we have to understand is that we have the power to change. We have the power to create happiness in our life. We have the power to create strength in our life. We have the power to do great things, okay? So let's talk about, when it talks about the things that the victims actually go through after that, depression, and I want you to understand depression, anxiety. What's the opposite of depression? Happy, right? So I am a happy person. And even when someone is going through that, it's very hard to say that. But I need you to know this for yourself, that you are happy. Anxiety, anger, and fear, that's like they're all like together, okay? Being anxious is a part of fear. Its baseline is fear. Anger's baseline is fear. So, you know, being angry, because one thing, when you have realized that you've been gaslit, I believe one of the first responses that I experienced when I came out of depression and when I realized what was going on, I came out fighting. I came out trying to stand up for myself, like, I am not, this is not me. And wait a minute, hold up, people. Don't talk to me like that. or I had to, oh my gosh, I had to bring myself to realize who I was. So I had to take a pen and paper and like write down what I've done to help others, which is what I live for, what I have done in my life, and then say, wait a minute, I really did do that. And then for a moment was like, what? I did that? I blew my own mind, okay? So it's important for you to feel good about accomplishments, to feel good about your choices, because every choice that you made gave an opportunity of transformation, not only in your life, but also other people's lives. And never forget that. You are amazing. You are outstanding, okay? Did you hear me? You are outstanding, okay? Significant insecurity, another trait. That insecurity and fear, that insecurity would cause you to really... These, and it's interesting, I'll have to do a search on it. When we continue next week, we're going to have some guests that will talk about how they've experienced this. But we really wanted to get this foundation down because this is some serious stuff, man. When you talk about insecurity and self-doubt, these are things that also can lead into suicidal thoughts. It could be very easy for you to just make a decision to, because that's a whole lot. Depression, anxiety, anger, fear, significant insecurity. Those are all discussions in and of itself that we don't even want to go there. It's a psychological trauma. It's like your head being shot. You being shot in the head and still living, point blank range, that part, okay? So it's important for us to pay attention to this. So gaslighting and depression, yes. Most people who have gone through the gaslighting are definitely experiencing depression, isolation. And it's a psychological trauma. It like creates a mental health disorder. Okay. It says, according to the Crown Prosecution Service in the United Kingdom, other elements of coercive control include monitoring someone's activities, mobile phone or email, controlling all of the financing, using insults and threats to scare another person, manipulating someone into unwanted sexual activity. And when you're talking about the recovery, let's talk about this recovery. It's very important for you to take time to meditate. Meditation is like key. Meditation is a healer. And what do I mean by meditation? There are all different types. There are different types of meditation. And when you're dealing with, and I'm gonna give you a suggestion, because one thing for sure, when you're dealing with the situation of being gaslit, where you're insecure, you're having self-doubt, et cetera, okay, anxiety and fear, the noise in your head is, It's so repetitive. It's like on and on and on and on. You're questioning everything. It's hard to have a conversation and not have your mind going about the intention of a conversation. It can really get ugly. So when it comes to meditation, what I have found best is the guided meditations. Okay? Guided meditations. They kind of walk you through it. You're breathing, inhaling, exhaling, and then you're silent, but you're listening to the guided meditation. as it's taking you through, the person who is the moderator is taking you through the process. Okay, so I suggest Dr. Joe Dispenza. I swear by him, okay? I love his meditation, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. Check it out online. Dr. Joe Dispenza. I want you to listen to Dr. Joe Dispenza and Lewis Howes interview. I'll have to add that to the show template because I want you to be able to refer back to that because we gotta go through something here. And do a daily meditation. Before you know it, you'll find yourself in a different space. You'll find peace within. And that's what we want. We want answers here. We want some solutions here. So I'll put that link there. And then the next thing is when you're meditating, after meditation, that's a daily process. And it's definitely something that I don't see healing without that process. Getting therapy so that you can talk. You have to talk about this. It's important for you to talk, to have a conversation with someone. It's important for you to have a conversation because isolation is something that a person who is going through depression and who have experienced gaslighting, it is very important for them to be able to speak out at some point so that they can like get some help. So therapy. And then in addition to therapy, what we are going to have to understand is that everyone is not like the people who have done this to you. So it's important for you to take a moment to breathe, sit back and say, okay, this is what has happened to me and this is how I can heal. This is what has happened and this is how I can heal. The healing process is going to start within and it's going to start with you. Okay? Yay, yay, yay. And it's really, it's that simple, like as to start. It's just that simple. So, I have someone, all right, someone just texted, well, not texted, but they put in my DM, they have a question, and I understand when some people are not wanting to come on live, especially talking about this. It's okay. This is Dr. Princess Adelia, and we are continuing our discussion with depression, and we're talking about that thing called depression, and we are having a discussion about its cousin. I'm calling it the cousin, as we call gaslighting. The gaslighter, okay? Now, someone just asked the question, how, okay, I'm going to only read part of this, okay? The one main part is how do you love after experiencing being gaslit? And I'm going to say this. When you say how do you love, I'm going to say when you start, yes, with that moment, it may be 5 minutes, it may be 10 minutes that you sit quietly and you allow yourself to breathe. Inhale, exhale, breathe. That you're going to come into a space where you are actually healing and you may not even realize it. You're not going to realize it, but you're actually having a healing process through your breathing, taking time to breathe and then meditating daily and creating a habit of that. Because when you're going through depression, one of the things that people may not realize, and I know it's something that so many people suffer from, is that you pick up little habits along the way that are detrimental to your life. Whether it's smoking, whether it's whatever it is, whether it's, you know, sleeping all day or half the day and not being productive, it becomes a habit. So I want you to not beat yourself up. Don't beat yourself up about what you've gone through. Don't beat yourself up about the things that you're doing that seems as though it's ruining your life. You feel, you're feeling like you are worthless. I want you to not beat yourself up. And I don't want you to think about how I got to stop, I got to stop, I got to stop, I got to fix it. If I don't fix it, everything's going to be bad, right? I don't want you to feel that way. I want you to love on yourself, appreciate yourself. Each day, just go ahead and appreciate yourself. And appreciate the fact that, you know what? Yes, I did that, but I am forever changing and I am perfect. I am where I am supposed to be right now. I am at the perfect time, the perfect place, and I am okay. I want you to acknowledge that, that you are okay. And even though you may still continue and you have done some things that have been habitual as a result of your relationship with depression that you've had, that you've experienced, I want you to love yourself enough to forgive yourself for anything that you know that this is not you, and I want you to move on. I want you to take the opportunity to love you and take the next step. Take the next moment, the next day, try again. And keep going. Keep trying. Keep putting your best foot forward. Can do for you. So then, after you have taken the time to heal and just sat down and separated yourself from the world, even if it's for 5 minutes a day, you start off with that. Before you know it, you'll be doing more. Before you know it, life will definitely start to shine for you. I know that. Listen, you're listening to Dr. Princess Adelia. I'm so glad that you guys are here. I'm so glad that you're here. Okay, so what we're going to do, it's time for us to take a break. And we're going to take a break, and I want us to have some fun, okay, with some nice little music, and we'll be right back. And on the other side, some music that I want us to play. I want you to feel good. I want you to be happy. I want you to know that this is not forever. This is not a forever dance, forever thing, okay? It's not. It's all love. And when people are judging you, are choosing to judge you, I need you to love yourself, and it's important for us to get to the point where we are experiencing pure love and joy inside of our soul. Okay? All right. I want you to call, tell everybody that we're here. All right? I'm going to play Angel for you guys. I'll be right back.
I got a call the other day. It was my sister Carolyn saying, "Aretha, come by when you can. I've got something that I want to say." And when I got there, she said, "You know, rather than go through a long, drawn-out thing, I think the melody on the box will help me explain." "I gotta find me an angel, to fly away, gotta find me an angel, who will set me free, my heart's without a hope, I don't want. Well, I tell you one thing. I know that all of you are, you're feeling this. Okay, I think that it's so important for us to, it's so important for us to realize who we are and to know that the power that we have to create and to change so that we can have that hope. When we're talking about depression, I don't want to just talk about it with you. I want us to heal. I want us to heal, right? And heal for good. Not temporarily, but good. I pray to God send every last one of you who are listening a beautiful angel in your life that will bring you some peace and some answers and really help you. I also want you to know that you can give. If anyone is experiencing depression and you would like to have a conversation, to get some counseling, feel free to call my office. It's 313-757-0348. That's 313-757-0348. We said that we're saying depression no more. And what I want to start is something that I'm going to say that it's going to go viral, and I want us to create this synergy of transformation. What would you like to see in as it relates to your life? And then you reflect a community of people. What would you like to see change? I want you to write that down. I want you to go back home and say, okay, I am changing. I am changing. I am healed. I am happy. I am not depressed.
I am not depression. I am not. It's a wonderful affirmation to just know that you are not depressed. And you are shielded from all of the attacks of people who may be around you and causing there to be conflict in your mind. If you are healed, you are not having a destiny of depression. You are whole. I declare that your life is whole, that it is whole, it is healed, it is great, and you're good, right? That's what I know. I want you to create that vision for yourself. I want you to write down, you know, create a vision for yourself, a vision of healing, a vision of hope. What does that community look like for you? People are happy. And I know it's hard, but we have to put in the work because we know that we can change. We know that we have the power to create a completely different result. And it's how you see yourself. I want you to practice not rehearsing the negative thoughts that come to your mind. For you to sit and think about the negative things that have hurt you and to constantly replay it in your mind, I know it can be easy. As soon as you wake up, you're sitting in the bed and you're wondering, I've been there. I've been there. And I had to give myself permission to go through whatever I was going through in that moment. I had to give myself permission. But then I'd have to tell myself, I'm not her. Let me get up. Let me get out of the bed. Let me stop my brain from going over and over and over again, causing me pain, rehearsing the things that people have done to you, and going back and forth in your head with all of the things that they've done to you, and you're going, oh, my God, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. And that's sending you in a whole nother ditch. Being gaslit can seem like an eternal wound, like something you will never come back from. But I'm here to tell you that there is hope, and we are going to do it together. We're going to heal together. We're going to love ourselves together. We are going to make an account for ourselves together. It doesn't matter who you are. After being gaslit, you may feel like walking out in the middle of the street, but I'm telling you, please don't. Because there is definitely light at the end of the tunnel of this thing. Come on, let's get excited real quick. You know what? I haven't listened to, let me listen. I want to do J Moss Jump. I want you to get up wherever you are, get excited. And here you go. We're going to listen to Jump by J Moss. Hold on. Let's get some joy going on here. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dr. Princess Adelia. You're on the True Purpose Development Show.
Yeah, I need you to hit me upside the head. I mean, like, you know, hey.
Like I won't. It's something on your mind, baby. You know
Oh man, I love that. I love that. Are you up yet? Are you feeling good? Listen, I want you guys, if you want to call in, you can call in 319-527-6234. Okay? 319-527-6234, and then you're going to press the number 1. Okay? There it is. Yes, yes. Jump, jump. See, we had a lot of meat going on tonight. Okay, this is a lot. So much. It's so much because it's some real stuff. It is really real. And I have we're on the J King Network side, you guys. We're going to be the moment about 5 minutes. I want to thank everyone for listening and joining in. You guys know you mean so much to me. I want you to join me on social media, all the social media at Dr. Princess Adelia. Sit with me on social media. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and on TikTok. I really need you guys. I need you to show me some love there, okay? I'm on TikTok as well. And just today I got my first, they just knocked me, took one of my videos silent. I couldn't believe it. It must have been viral the minute it went out. That's what I'm trying to say. So, yeah. So I want you to join me on social media. I also want you to not forget next Sunday. We're talking about gaslighting, but we're going to have some guests. And we're going to talk about this thing called depression again. I mean, the goal here, what's the goal? The goal is to really have a transformation in the community of the depressed. The goal is to get that community down to naught, okay? Darn near naught. The goal is to help billions of people to realize the power that they have to transcend out of that experience. It's like being in quicksand. We don't want to ignore any aspects of it. We're going to talk about it all. Relationships, we're going to keep it real. I believe that it is important that I've had the experience as well so that I can help so many people in the healing process. Yes, my happy ass went through that. It wasn't a joke. It's not a joke. It's definitely not a joke. You know what I feel like hearing right now? because this, as we split off into like a segment that is kind of extended, so if you're going to call in, you need to call in just pretty quickly, get it, come on in, and you can press the number 1, and that's on BG Radio side, the True Purpose Development Show page on BTR. This is important. I want you to share it with your friends, because you can call in and have a conversation if you want to talk, if you want to share your story. When you're sharing your story, it's healing. There's a healing process, and I don't want you to be scared, because that is something that happens in this situation of depression, is the fear that comes along with it. Out of nowhere, it seems, where you're afraid to do what you do, what you are known for. There's no fear. That's what I'm going to vision for the community of those who have experienced depression, that the healing is deep within the core. So I want you to, write it down, make it clear, create new focuses, something else to focus on, i.e. your true purpose. Speaking of which, I want you to get my book, Pregnant in the Spirit, How to Birth a Life of True Purpose. And it talks about what to expect on that intangible journey. We talked about in one of the segments that I describe as spiritual pregnancy. Let's just digress. I describe that journey, spiritual pregnancy.
90 seconds.
And spiritual pregnancy is a process that I describe within 4 periods, but it talks about the breakdown of what happens to you when you say yes to life, life's call on your life. What happens there? And one of the major things that happened, guess what? In the first period, it happens to be depression.
60 seconds.
Because you're starting to lose things, and you're having to let go of things, and you're questioning the process of your life. Something like you've been gaslit, and you're wondering why you. It was broken for a purpose. You were broken for a purpose. And I want you to know that it's all good. For those of you who are still in the queue, you can stay on. We're going to be just extending just for a short period of time. We've got about 10 more minutes, but we'll be done shortly. And I want to say thank you for being here with me tonight. And I say transformation.
10 seconds.
So for you. It is so for you.
Well, I trust
love you.
That you enjoyed the show tonight. Thanks for listening, everyone. Don't forget to download, listen, and share on your iPods and iTunes, as well as follow me here on BTR, Facebook and Twitter, LinkedIn as well. Additionally, follow BG True Purpose on Twitter and the Global World Through True Purpose Movement on Facebook. I'm Dr. Princess Adelia, your talk show host, executive producer for the True Purpose Development Show, your True Purpose Life Coach here each week with a mission and purpose to help you step by step to fruition to realize your life's true purpose, a life of total fulfillment in mind, body, soul, and spirit, which is what you are. Have a great and fantastic week. I love you.